In 1953, the country celebrated the coronation of the new queen. David Clayton was there, but he was too young to remember the party.
I can't remember the coronation celebrations, but I know I was there. Along with pretty much every community across the country, there was a party down our street to which I was taken as a babe in arms. I probably slept through a lot of the frivolity after I'd had my bottle. I was born in a house along a terraced street in Usk-by-the-Sea, a small North Yorkshire seaside village which established itself because of fishing, with just a hint of smuggling too. Then it prospered because of ironstone mining nearby, and latterly because of the big ICI plant and the Dorman Long Steelworks a few miles away. My parents had just moved into our house, and what is it that they say? New house, new baby? I was due on December the 1st, 1952, but arrived sooner on November the 19th. I was born in the back bedroom of 223 High Street and lived in that house until I moved to Norfolk a decade later. Our family doctor delivered me, while my father slept through it all in the front bedroom. It was an oft-told family anecdote that he stuck his head round the door of the back bedroom some hours after I'd arrived to inquire, "What sort did you get?" For fathers, it was a different time. The coronation party was held in a building called the Tithe Barn, just across the road from our house. I suspect, although there's no one I know to check this with, that the weather intervened and what might have been a street party headed indoors. The Tithe Barn dated back to about 1780 and was what we'd all refer to now as a community space. When I was older, I remember sitting there cross-legged around a campfire, that was actually logs with a red light bulb concealed inside, singing songs at a Cub Scout party. My sister Cindy is 5 years older, so I've turned to her for any tangible memory of that coronation party. There were long trestle tables full of food, is what she could recall from her home in Switzerland. I think there were games and probably speeches. It was likely all the households in the street contributed some food. Frustratingly, I've never seen any photos of the occasion. There was lots of bunting, my sister then remembered. She has a vague recollection of running around outside too, so although much of the party was inside, the kids got to let off steam. I probably still slept. With King George VI dying in February 1952, the only monarch to have reigned over me is Queen Elizabeth II. I am a proud child of this Elizabethan age, and what an age it has been. We've witnessed some things, like the TV age, which came to 223 High Street in 1957 with just the one channel back then. I can still feel the excitement a decade or so later when I first watched a TV in colour. There was a buzz of excitement when my parents were the first to install a telephone down our street in the late 1950s. A black Bakelite monstrosity with a little drawer at the bottom which held a piece of line card on which you wrote some important telephone numbers. Hardly anyone else had a phone, so there wasn't much to write. I look at my smartphone now, which is a camera, a computer, a calculator, a jukebox, oh, and a torch. How did all that happen in my lifetime? The Elizabethans were there for the explosion of 1960s pop music, with the Beatles at the forefront. We marvelled at heart transplants and saw men walking on the moon. We grew up with frost on the inside of bedroom windows, while the only high-tech screen we stared at was an Etch-a-Sketch toy. No, I could never draw anything decent on it either. I've had the pleasure of visiting the Queen's back garden a few times. I presented a national radio programme around the classical concert held to mark her Golden Jubilee in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. I then got invitations to two Buckingham Palace garden parties, one in an official capacity, the other was personal. It was a thrill and an honour both times. Excellent cucumber sandwiches and beautifully manicured lawns. I think I just managed a glimpse of Her Majesty's hat over the heads of the crowd. As I reach what I now consider to be my senior years, the remarkable woman whose coronation celebration I attended as a baby is still my monarch. Perhaps the other legacy of this Elizabethan age is we're still very much young at heart. We have, after all, had a quite remarkable role model for 70 years. Now, do you remember the street parties? Did you have a celebration for the Queen's coronation? We'd love to hear your memories of that day. You can call us on 01603 772 464 and leave your name and phone number so we can call you back. Or send us an email at letstalk, which is all one word, at archant.co.uk.
Thank you, David. I do remember the coronation. I was about 7 years old and was taken to visit the only relations we had who owned a television. I had the excitement of watching the procession on a tiny black and white screen.